We are learning Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph, Omed Aleph, and we're beginning on top of the Omed, on top of Lamed Aleph, Omed Aleph. Tanya, learn to the Braisa. Rabbi Huda Oimer, Mishim Rabbi Kiva, this Braisa is going to go through all the different Shir Shayim that we say every day, that they used to say, the Levim used to say on the Kabbonis, and this Braisa is going to tell us the different ones we say every day. What did they say on the first day, on Sunday, what did they say? They said the Kapitel Tillim, that's Hashem Ha'oretz Maloya. What's the pshat? Hashem shekono v'hikne v'shal be'lamay. This is the zecher that Hashem created the world on the first day, on Sunday. Hashem created the world, and He made it a place for people. He was makne to the people. He created a place for the people. B'sheinim ha'imrim, Godol Hashem u'muhul ma'oid. We see a kapitel that says in the pasuk, Godol Hashem u'muhul ma'oid. Hashem shechilik ma'isav u'malach aleihem. On the second day of creation, Hashem separated bein al-yoinim b'tachtayinim, made a rakia, made a scar between the al-yoinim and tachtayinim. And the Nes'ala, Rashi says, his kisei kava went up b'marim. And that's similar to the pasuk that says, Godol Hashem hu l'ma'oid be'ir elikeinu har kochoy, that Hashem rested kavayochel in his ear, which is in his city, which is on top, and har kochoy, because that was the day Hashem separated the al-yoinim, the upper spheres with the lower spheres. They said the kapitel that has in it, Elikim Nitzav Vadas Kel. Hashem Shegila Oretz, that's the day that Hashem made the land. He prepared a place for his Adasai, for his nation, for his people. Elikim Nitzav Vadas Kel, for the Adas Kel, who's Klal Yisrael, Hashem made a place for them, made a place for the people in this world, the Oretz. Revim Al Oimrim, what does it say on the fourth day? What do we say on Wednesday? We say the kapitel of El Nekomas Hashem, which means Hashem takes the comma of the goyim who are over the Varizara, Hashem Shebara Chama V'Levana. That's the day that Hashem created the sun and the moon. V'Osed Lifara Moivdeim, and Hashem is in the future, L'Osed Lavei is going to pay back those people who served the sun and the moon as Avodah Zarah. V'Chamishi Hayoimot, say in the fifth day, Harninu Lelikim Uzeinu. We give praise to Hashem. And why? Zoktu Gemara. Hashem Shebara Oifis V'Dogim Mashbeach Shmaya. Hashem created the Oifis and Dogim Mashbeach Shmaya. What does that mean? Hashem created the birds and the fish. Rashi says, "Kshadam Roya Oifis Meshunois Zem Zem." When the person sees different type of birds, different type of fish, Noisin Shvach L'Mishibarma. You give praise to the one who created it. This might be a makar to go to the zoo if someone is not learning. In that case, to go to the zoo, it could be a makar because you see that the purpose of a zoo is to see the chayas and Mishabeach Shmaya. The state. Because that was the last day of creation, and Hashem became king of those came people. The people didn't have to appreciate a king, and Hashem was the king of the whole world. The world was created, it was completed. What do you say on Shabbos? Which kapitel do you say on Shabbos? You say Mizmor Shir Yom Shabbos. What's that going on? So Rabbi Huda says, Shem Rakiva is going on L'Yoyim Shekulei Shabbos. It's going on the yoyim that's kula Shabbos, which is what, which is la'asa lavai, the first 6,000 years will live on this world. The 7,000 years, the world will be charev, and the whole world will be quiet. Like Rashi says, she'asa el lias charev ve'in adam v'chol hamalach v'shayiv, says no people, and the whole world is quiet. Al oisa yoyim erim shir shal shvach. So we're saying shvach la'asa lavai on that those years that will be kula Shabbos. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. So he explained all seven Shiras Hayayim. The first six were Zecher for Maisev Reishis, which was the past, which was historical. And then on Shabbos, it's for the future. So Nechemiah doesn't like that. Aron Nechemiah. Ma Roch Acham L'chalak Ben HaProk Malolu. Why are you Mefarish the first six Shiras Hayayim when doing it on the history? And the last one is L'Asa Lava. So therefore, Nechemiah was saying, is going to argue and say everything's going on the history. And he repeats over the first six, and just argues on the seventh. Ella, Barishin Shikon of Hikta Shalat Elamai, he says, Hashem Haaretz Malaya. V'shein Yishchilk Ma'asav V'malach Aleihem, on the second day, that Hashem split the Yoinim and Tachtoinim, then he says, Gadol Hashem Ulamayid. And M'shlisha Shigila Eretz V'chach Ma'asav V'heichin Tevel Adasai, appeared the land for the people, he say, Elikim Nitzav Das Kel. Ravi Yishabarach Hamel V'vano V'asav Farmer of Deyem, that's when you say the Pasuk Kel Nekomis Hashem. V'chamishu Shabara Oifes V'dog Mishbeach Shema Yisdei Harninu Harninu. And B'shishu Shigam Malach Tei Malach Leim, you say Hashem Malach Geir Slavish. What do you do B'shvi? This is where you argue. B'shvi Hashem Sheshavas. B'shvi Yom Shabbos is on the history, on that Hashem rested on Shabbos Kodesh. That's what we say B'shvi Yom Shabbos. And the Gemara says that this machlokes from Nechemya and Rav Akiva kamifugi with Rav Katina. They're really arguing in this machlokes of Rav Katina. Tom Rav Katina, Shisa Afe Shani Hava Alma, 6,000 years the world will be, V'chad Chorev, and 1 year, one, which means 1,000 years, will be Chorev. Shenema, it says impossible, Niskov Hashem Levada V'yemahu. V'yemahu, after 6,000 years, Hashem will be himself, there will be no world anymore. Oma, by August, by, say, by Oma, Terei Chorev, 2 years, 2 years, means 2,000 years be Chorev. Shenema, Yecheyenu Me'yamayim, let us live Me'yamayim from two of your days. Every one of Hashem's days is 1,000 years. Two of your days. So, Rashi explains, the Mechleikis, Rav Nechemya, Rav Akiva is, that Rav Akiva holds a Rav Katina, therefore Mizmor Shir Yom Shabbos is going L'Yoyim Shekulei Shabbos, which means that 1,000 years, that's Chorev. But according to Rav Nechemya, he holds of Abaya. Therefore, it's 2,000 years. So you can't say Mizmor Shir Yom Shabbos, because Yom Shabbos is one day, and that's 2,000 years. Therefore, he argues. So the obvious problem is that the Gemara says different reason why Rav Nechemya argues. The Gemara says Rav Nechemya argued is because one's the future and one's the past. That was the Mechleikus. So the Peshu is bothered by that Kasha, and he says that the Pasha Pshah and the Pasuk would sound like Rav Akiva. It means Lost Lavan. But since he couldn't say Pshah Lost Lavan, so then he'll say like the other ones and make it into a past tense, but it's a good aura, I in the Peshu what he says. He says Rav Makshin, that's his Lost Peshu. A lot of people ask this Kasha. So that's all the Shir Shayim that you say on the Tamidim, on Talmud Shachar, on Talmud Shabbat Abayim. Every day we say the Shira in the morning and in the afternoon. It's Taka Shaila why we don't say Shir Shayim today on Mincha, on the Mincha prayers. We always say on Shachars. It's a good Arab, and the Svarim talk about it. But upon them, what they say, which Shir they say on Musaf on Shabbos. The Musaf the Shabbos in Mayim, what do they say? Omrav Ono and Barava, Omrav, they said Hazivlach, which is the Psukim in Hazinu. It's the parasha of Hazinu, the Shira of Hazinu, the first six aliyahs, that's the Shir. That's the Shir Shoyim. How many Psukim are there? There are 46. It's 43 Psukim in the Shir of Hazinu. And the way it works is, Hazivloch is a simon. So you first say Hazinu, the first six psukim until Zachar, that's the first, that's Hey. Zion is Zachar Yemois Oilam until Yaakovei Abam Siaretz, another six psukim. Then Yaakovei Abam Siaretz until Vav, which is Vayar Hashem Vayinatz, which is also another six psukim. And then you say Vayar Hashem Vayinatz until the pasuk Lu Chachmu Yiskilu Zois, which that's what we have by us, but that's I think Tosfos' pshat maybe. But according to Rashi, it goes to six psukim later after that. It goes to the pasuk of Lule Kas Oyev Agur. That's the next one. Then you have after that from Lule Kas Oyev Agur until Kiyodin Hashem Amoy, and then Kiyodin Hashem Amoy till the end. Now, why is it Hazivlah? Because Haziv, the first four sets are all six psukim apiece, and the last two are eight psukim apiece. The Laman Ches Ha'Ipsu. So, if there's six, broken up the Shira into six parts, that's the Shira you say on Musaf. We'll explain that in a second, too, when you said it, how you said it, but those are the six parts of Hazinu. The six parts of Hazinu. Starting with Hazinu, then Zchayim Arsalam, then Yakaveh Abam Se'aras, then you have Yar Hashem Yinatz, then Yalu Kas Oyev, and Kiyodin Hashem Amun. Just the exact way, like it says in our Gemara, like the Shir Shayim, that's the way you break it up also in the Beis HaKnesses, which means when you lay it on Shabbos, Parashas Hazinu. It has to be broken up exactly this way. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, you can't make a sophos in the first six aliyahs, because it has to be exactly like this. You can't do that. What? No, the last 14 psukim are shviv and on.
Just Vazino.
Just Vazino. Everyone else can make a sophos. Yeah, of course. Every three psukim can make a sophos. Not here, because here it says Aziv Loch has to be exactly in this order. But the Moshe's Bavarni, on Yontif Taka, you can have to make a sophos. Only five aliyahs on Yontif, and the Ramah brings down two days. The minig is not to make a sophos on Yontif. So Yontif, you have five aliyahs, that's it. You don't have more than five aliyahs. But Shabbos, you can moist as much as you want. But Parash Hazinu, you can't be moist in the first 43 psukim, because that's part of the Shiras Hazinu. That's a great Shaila. And the Mishru says that it could be you can make all, yeah. V'mincha de Shabbos. Mincha de Shabbos. So what do you say, Mincha de Shabbos? They said the shir was like this. Oz Yashir, that's Oz Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael that they sang by Kriyas Yam Suf. Or Micha Meicha, Tol Micha Meicha. Micha Meicha is the end of the shira by Kriyas Yam Suf. And then the Oz Yashir, which is the Oz Yashir that we say in Parashas Chukas, Alei Be'er. Not everyone knows about that Oz Yashir. But there's another Oz Yashir. Oz Yashir, Alei Be'er. So those are the three things he's saying. Now the question is, so we just saw that Musaf, you say you have the six different parts of Azinu, and Mincha B'Shabbos, you have three parts. Oz Yashir, Mincha B'Shabbos, Yashir. Now how exactly do you break that up? You say every week all three, and every week all six? That's Gemara Shaila. And Bar Elohu, Hani Kula B'Chad Shabbos Amalu, these things, you say all six parts of Azinu on one Shabbos. Aye, what's the broken up? So Rashi says, maybe you blow Chatzos in between, or you change the Niggin, everyone. Maybe we'll do all six of the Shira, you change the tune. That's why it's broken to six. I did my call Shabbos of Shabbos Amichad. Every week you say one. Which means the Shaila is, does it take 6 weeks to finish Azinu, and 3 weeks to finish the Mincha Shir, or it's all in 1 week? That's the question. Tasha Ma, the time with the Braisa, Om Rav Yasi, Atra Hashayna Meres Achas, as the time it takes to say the first the Shira Musaf one time, it takes you'll do it two times by Mincha, which sounds like it's every week one part. So it takes 6 weeks to finish the ones of Azinu, it takes only 3 weeks to finish the ones of Mincha. So by the time you finish the ones of Azinu, it's already 6 weeks, and then you finish twice the Oz Yashir and the Micha Mincha. Shema Amina called Shabbos and Shabbos Amrichad. Shema Amina, you see every week you say one. Shema Amina. Talk to Gemara about it. We mentioned in our Mishnah about Yavne that there was a takana in Yavne. We had this earlier on that they blew shofar in Yavne, and because of that, we are going to that they made a takana. Yechem Zaken made a takana while I was in Yavne. We're going to say a little some history now. Say some history. Amar Rav Yehuda about Idyam Yechem. When the Shechina left the first base of Mikdash by the Churban at that time, it didn't just run away. It went 10 stops. It gave the Klai Yisrael a chance to do tshuva. It went from one place to another place until it went up back to Shemayim, and it gave Klai Yisrael a chance to do tshuva. And that's Mikroyi. We're going to prove this from Sukkim. Ukenegdam. And connected that, in the second base of Mikdash, Gosu Sahedrin Megemara Esamasoyis. We have a Messiah, the Gemara means we have a Messiah, that Sahedrin had a galus of 10 Masayas. Not the Shechina Mikroi, the Shechina took 10 Masayas, and we learned that from the Psukim. What were the 10 Masayas? The first was on the Kapiris, we'll bring right from Psukim. The first was on the Kapiris, which was on the top of the Aron, that's what Shechina was. Then it went to the Kruv. The Kruv is here referring to Shlomo HaMelech's Kruvim. Shlomo HaMelech had Kruvim standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it went Mekaparis the Kruv. Then we'll read like the Bach's Girsa when I skip something. Mekaparis the Kruv, Mekruv le Miftam. Then it went from a Kruv to the Miftam. Miftam means the doorstep. Doorstep of what? It's Machlaikas. Some say it means doorstep of Kodesh HaKadoshim. Some say it means the doorstep of the Hechel. Miftam le Chatzah. Then went from a Miftam to the Chatzah, which is the area between Ulam le Mizbeach, between the Ulam, which is the hallway in front of the Hechel, and the Mizbeach. Then it went from Chatzah le Mizbeach, the Mizbeach Chitzen. Then it went Mizbeach le Gag, went to the roof of the Hechel. Umigag went from the roof lechayma to the wall of the Mikdash. Umechayma leir, then went from Mechayma to the ear, which is Yerushalayim. Then went meir lahar, which is Har Azesim. And then lahar lemidbar. Then went to the midbar, which is the tenth spot. Umimidbar also of Yashem Mechayma. From midbar went to Mechayma. Hashem says in the pasuk, Hashem says, Eilech ashuva el Mechaymi. I'm going to go back to my place. Ad asha yashmu. Until you realize you did Aveiro or Bikshu Panai, but Sarlehem. And you're going to ask me to come back, which we're waiting for right now. So now the Pasuk, the Gemara bring out Rayas from Sukkim to these Tema sites. Mekaparis, Lekruv, Mekruv, Lekruv, take that out. Mekruv, Lemifton, Lechsiv, Meneati, Lecha, Sham, Vedibarti, Itchom, El Kaparis. It says in Parashas Truma that Hashem will talk from the Kaparis. See, that's what Shechina is. Vekhsiv is a different Pasuk. Vayukav, Al Kruv, Vayoyev. It says, then it went out, Yavayoyev, then went out to the Kruv. Then the next v'ksiv says in the pasuk, "Kvoy, that's by the kruv." Kvoy, okay, Yisrael, na'alem ala kruv ashahoyo alav el miftan abayis. Then I went to the miftan abayis. Umi miftan lechatzer. The ksiv it says in the pasuk, "Vayimalei habayis esa onon, vayimalei habayis onon, vachatzer molas noiga kvoy Hashem." So you see, the chatzer got it next. Then I went mechatzer mizbeach. The ksiv says in the pasuk, "Reisi es Hashem nitzav ala mizbeach." Mizbeach legag. The ksiv says in the pasuk, "Pasuk mishlei." Toiv l'shevas apinas gag me'eshas medionim beis chava. I'd rather be on the roof than an eshas medionim beis chava, which Rashi says refers to Klai Yisrael, who are called a wife who fights. That's a medionim because they put a selim in the heichel. And a beis chava means a bias that they mechaber, they attached a semel with the shechina. They attached a vayizor chas shalom with the shechina. And then the pasuk goes further. The chesiv different pasuk. Vina Hashem nitzav al choymes anoch. It says Hashem is on the choymes anoch. V'yoda anoch. It says on the choymes anoch. Then v'choyme le'ir. The chesiv koyla Hashem le'ir yikro. And my ear it goes lahar. The chesiv v'yal kvod Hashem al toicha ear. V'yamoid. V'yamoid al har. Hashem akedem le'ir. U'mihar le'midbar. The chesiv toiv sheves baretz midbar. Toiv sheves baretz midbar. It's better to be in the midbar. And the end of that pasuk says, "Ma'ish is medionim v'kas." So that was the last place. So midbar also v'yoshem v'koyim. The chesiv eilech hashuva el mekoyimi. So that's of the raya that tem asayis as shechina went, and it's from pesukim. On Rav Yechonon, shishuch hadashim. Even after went to the midbar, Hashem waited 6 months till he went up to Shemayim to wait to see if Klai Yisrael come back. Shishuch hadashim is akva shechina liyishov v'midbar. Shem yachzur v'tshuva. And kimish lechazu. Once they were chazer, Omar tipachatzman. Yeah, it's too late. Now you're gonna go down. You lost your hope. You lost your hope, and you didn't come do tshuva. That's it. It's over. So for 6 months, Hashem gave the Klai Yisrael a chance to do tshuva, and it went away slowly. And the Yidden did not do tshuva, and therefore we don't have a shechina anymore right now. Connected these temasoyis. Sanhedrin had also temasoyis. Migamara, and it's from a mesora, not from a pesukim. What were the Temasais? Melishkas Agazis, they left us Agazis, went to Chanos. Chanos, Rashi says, are different like storefronts they had on the Harabayas. And the reason why the Sanhedrin left to go there was because they only could pass Kandina and Fashas when Sanhedrin is in Lishkas Agazis. The only means they only do capital punishments when the Sanhedrin is in Lishkas Agazis. And at that time, there were a lot of Reitzchim, and I guess they didn't want to do it. I don't know why, but they didn't want to do, they didn't want to process so many Reitzchim. So they moved out of Lishkas Agazis, went to Chanuyas. Umechanos, they went to Yerushalayim. Umechanos, they went to Yavna. That was by the Golos already. Umeyavna, they went to Usha. Now, why do they keep going Yavna to Usha, then Usha to Yavna, and then Yavna to Usha? Umeusha to Shafram, Umeshafram to Beis Shaorim, Beis Shaorim to Tziporim, Tziporim to Tveria, all these different places. Why? Rashi says, wherever the Nasi lived, that's where they moved. And when they moved to one place to another place, the whole Sanhedrin moved with them. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says that Rabbi Yechanan was in Yavna. And then the Meir Gamil, they went to Usha. Then they went back to Yavna, Meir Rav Shimon. And in Rebbe's days, they were in Beis Shaorim, Tzipari, and Tveria. That was the days of Rebbeinu HaKadosh. And Tveria, Amukom Makulam. Tveria was the lowest place of all. They were the lowest matzv then of Golas. Shenema says in the Pasuk, V'shafalta me'eretz taberi. From the lower place of Eretz taberi. Taka Tveria is the lowest place. It's low, it's in the valley, it's near the Canaries. Rabbi Lezer Emo Sheish Golos, only 6 Golos, it wasn't 10 Golos, only Sheish Golos. And it counts because he counts Yavna Usha as one. They talk about exactly how he fits the Sheish, but it was only 6. Shnemar, it says in the Pasuk says, Ki Hashoch Yoshe Morim Kiryon Esgov Yashpilano. It says in that Pasuk, 6 Lashonis of going low, going down low. Ki Hashoch Yoshe Morim Kiryon Esgov Yashpilano Yashpilad Orat Yagen Ad Afar. And we dash in the 6 lashonis of going down. First of all, hashach, then yashpilena, then again yashpila, then ad eretz, then yagieno, and ad offa, which is 6 lashonis of going down. So that's the lashonis of 6 galus of Sanhedrin. Om Rav Yechanan, and musham asidin legal. From down there are the eretz. That's where we're going to get the gulush. Nema hisnari me offa kumi. We're going to shake up the offer and kumi, stand up shavi. That's where we're going to stand up from. From the offer, from where we are down here in the blotter, that's where we're going to get the geula. That's where we are, Mitzvah Shem, going to get the geula.